You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Does anybody remember when the milkman delivered milk right to your front door? It was nice and fresh? Well, probably not, because the supermarket has become our milkman. But what happened? Thankfully, there are food pioneers who tirelessly try to reverse this trend back to eating natural foods, fresh foods. And the guest we have with us today is author of Natural Profits. It's Joe Dubrow, and he knows who these pioneers are, and he's got some great stories to share with us about them and how it all began and where we are today. Joe, what prompted you to write this book about the pioneers who changed the way we eat?
Well, first, Ellen and Carolina, thanks so much for having me on. I appreciate it. I looked at the natural foods industry. I had lived in it for many years, had been the head of marketing for Fresh Fields and then Whole Foods, and later on for Sprouts Farmers Market. And so I knew many of the pioneers of the industry. They're still with us, but they're getting up there in years. And so as I looked around the industry, I thought there are so many good stories here, and this industry has been so influential in reshaping business in the 21st century that somebody needs to compile these stories and weave a narrative among them. And that was really the impetus for writing Natural Profits.
You know, I moved to Boulder in 1970, and you have a whole chapter about the Boulder Mafia. So my eyes gravitated toward that group. And I remember, well, I rode bikes out there, and I remember riding by Celestial Seasoning and learning about Mo Siegel. So when I think about the Boulder Mafia, his name is the one that comes to mind first. Tell us about him and how he was a pioneer.
Yeah. So Boulder is one of the real magnets for the natural foods industry, and it has been for a long, long time, as you know. Of course, back then, when you moved there, it wasn't really there yet. Celestial Seasonings had just been founded the year before that, in 1969, and Mo was this very idealistic guy who had dropped out of college, had been selling posters up in the mountains in Colorado and small stores, and during his spare time he would go out and pick wild herbs and brew them into tea, and all of a sudden he started to find that it was really good, and people were urging him to try to make a business of this. So he moved to Boulder and he created this company that he called Celestial Seasonings. And if you can really kind of go back and think about the context at that point, there was no herbal tea in the United States. There was no natural foods business. We didn't have anything that was called organic. Of course, for millennia, up until World War II, almost everything had been natural and organic, but that changed very dramatically right after the war, and the pendulum swung almost completely in the other direction. So now here comes Mo Siegel, and he's peddling this tea that's good for you, and it's not made with any artificial flavors or additives or preservatives, and he's literally going out and picking the herbs, brewing it, putting it into little muslin bags, and then tying the bags with found phone wire, extra phone wire that the phone company had discarded.
Oh, gosh.
And then selling it to the little local health food stores there. So yeah, that was the way the whole thing got started. But there's a wonderful story that I tell in Natural Profits about Mo and his vision. And he really did think, even back then, that this could become a big business, and it could help to revolutionize the way that people eat. And so with this business plan in his mind of a $100 million company, he and his partner, John Hay, go into the local bank in Boulder, I think it was a National Westminster Bank, seeking a loan. And they walk into this manager's office, which was this glass-enclosed office, and they tell the story, and they give them some herbal tea, and they've got their Tupperware containers full of this. And Mo thinks that the meeting has gone really well, because the manager says, "Would you mind repeating that story for my colleagues?" And he brings all his colleagues in with their vests and their pocket watches, and Mo retells the story, and then he shakes hands and he leaves. And as he and John are looking back up at this glass-enclosed office, they see everybody just doubled over in laughter,
oh,
slapping
no.
their knees, because this whole notion had been so ridiculous. That was really what the natural foods pioneers faced.
Well, he got the last laugh, I would say. Yes, indeed. Now
he did, and he's still going.
Wow. Well, it's all that good herbal tea. We all need to drink lots of that. But I remember, his employees they slept in tents. They didn't sleep in houses. They had tents in the hills, and I mean, it was really sort of hippie, which brings me to the point that so many of these other pioneers sort of just landed in Boulder with idealistic ideas and ended up creating these amazing companies like Horizon Organics and White Wave. Just give us a smitten of a glimpse of these guys, because they all sort of got on each other's boards, and it's a small group that really were the foundation, as far
they did.
As I can see.
They did. Ultimately, their kids all went to school together, and they really helped. And that's one of the things I think that's so unusual about the natural foods industry back then and today, is that there really is this sense of collaboration and support that you don't find in most other industries. But yeah, so Barney Feinblum is one example. Barney had come out of Cornell. He was a pretty idealistic guy. One of his buddies from high school was Jeffrey Miller, who had been killed at Kent State. And Barney eventually landed in Boulder, and he was working for Samsonite, supervising luggage on a conveyor belt, when his wife saw this ad for Celestial Seasonings. And true to your description, Barney went over there and was greeted by people in bare feet and tie-dye shirts, and didn't really know what he was getting himself into, but he did, and he became a key player at Celestial, and then went on to become the head of Horizon and Alfalfa's and several other companies there. Steve Demos is another one that I write about quite a bit in Natural Profits, and Steve was a guy who had come out of Philadelphia. He had a small natural foods business there. He had then gone and hiked and lived in India, and had brought back a lot of that philosophy with him. And he landed in Boulder, and he created White Wave, which was basically just a little, tiny little tofu company. He had a little retail shop in Boulder, and the business was going nowhere for years and years and years. Despite his best efforts and all of the money and the philosophy that he pumped into it, until 1996. And at that point, he envisioned this notion of silk, of a soy-based beverage that, instead of being packaged in these funky old containers, would be put in a gable-top container, just like dairy milk, and put in the dairy case. And it was a brilliant vision. And he eventually enacted lots of very smart business moves there, and made that into what is one of the top three natural foods brands of all time.
It really is. You see it everywhere.
You do.
Joe, we're going to have you back, because we have another minute left, and I cannot let this go by without talking about John Mackey, the founder of Whole Foods Market, who has a personality all of his own. He's not someone who ended up in Boulder. So we got 30 seconds. Could you give us a good story about John Mackey?
Well, there actually is a good Boulder story about John. I was working for John at Whole Foods in the late 90s, the dot-com revolution comes along, and John is a brilliant visionary. And he had started this little retail store called Safer Way, and that became Whole Foods. And now he decided that online sales was going to be the big thing. And so he literally moved to Boulder to start this company up.
And we are out of time. So, Joe, we are going to have you back, because there's so much more to this story. But, Carolina, take it away. Let's close this up for now.
Yes, thank you so much, Joe. Everybody, look for his book so you can find out the rest of the story. That's Natural Profits, naturalprofits.com. And for more from us, listen to us on Radio MD. Stay well.